This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The day with us, and it'll be a better day. This is the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on Twitter at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. And you can follow us on Facebook too. Every once in a while, some good posts there. I put them up there and I forget to go back and say, oh, you see what I posted? So I'm probably better about that. This is a way for us to help you get a day that is full. Let's hope anyway that what we contribute to your day brings brightness and kindness and goodwill to you. And also clarification of some things. So I'm going to ask for the first clarification. I don't get what the big deal is, why Sean Hannity is in the headlines. Laura Ingraham said to him yesterday or the day before, whenever it was, I'm glad for you because for a millisecond you've taken the heat off me.
Right.
So what is the, I don't get the lawyer thing. What am I missing here?
Okay, so apparently, and it's really strange because it's just we don't know a lot, but apparently Michael
Cohen.
Why
is it our business to know anything? It's the guy, he used the guy as a lawyer for something. Ask advice of us, so what?
Yeah.
Well, even if he didn't, even if he did or he didn't, what's the deal?
Well, did or did what? I guess it's the question.
Yeah.
What's really happening here is that Michael Cohen had three clients. He had Donald Trump. He had a guy named Elliot Brody, who was a fundraiser for the RNC. And he had Sean Hannity. Now, he wanted to keep Sean Hannity's name out of the press. And so they had asked the judge.
This lawyer has three clients, that's it?
Right. He asked the judge if they would not reveal if they would keep his third client anonymous. Well, the judge refused to do that, and in court revealed the name of the third client to be Sean Hannity. Now, that doesn't really matter because Sean Hannity may not have done anything with this guy, or he may have. We just don't know. What I think people are intimating here is that President Trump had Michael Cohen allegedly make payments to women. Elliot Brody also used Michael Cohen to make payments to women. And so I think what the media is looking at is, did Sean Hannity use Michael Cohen to make payments to women? Now, Hannity has said all he's done, that he was never actually on retainer with this lawyer, that he actually just thought that he was a smart guy and he sought his legal advice for some properties, for some real estate transactions. And that's why he was considered to be a client of Cohen's. But we just really don't know if there's anything more to it at this point.
I would never suspect, unless I'm naive, Sean of doing anything like that.
Right.
I just wouldn't. But, knowing him, I wouldn't suspect that at all. But, you know, never mind. But I shouldn't say but, because it's not fair. This is the problem with the TMZ culture that we live in. They're all innuendos and rumors that get started and spread on social media, and before you know it, the story's out of control, and then when you find out it's not true, it's like the headline on page one, it gets corrected by a story in the corner box on page 16. That's the equivalent. And I just don't think that it's fair, and I really want you, all three of you, to make sure that I don't go down that road, that if I'm saying you need to feel free, as you do anyway, to get out the hook, and just because I don't want to go down those roads. The only reason I asked for clarification, I wasn't going to spread the rumor. I just wanted to know why there even was a rumor. And the only thing I find curious about this is a lawyer's got three clients. How much did he charge an hour?
Right.
Live on three clients.
And that's what Sean Hannity was saying, is that he doesn't even have him on retainer, that he's never actually even paid an invoice for Michael Cohen. A lot of
that is interesting.
Because it's raw meat for the mainstream media who don't like Sean Hannity and they don't like his message.
No.
And so for a lot of them, what they're saying is that Sean Hannity had a moral obligation to disclose that he was the other client here.
Yeah.
Well, see, now I I don't agree with that. But the weird thing is, though, if Sean Hannity, it's a pretty definitive statement to say, I've never had an invoice, I've never paid a bill. That means, and he said, I've talked to him about real estate and had his advice. That means you're just an acquaintance or a friend. Right. So okay, that's fine. But then why did Michael Cohen list him as a client?
Why is he on the books? That's a good question.
That's the weird thing. He has files on him. I would imagine it's who he has files on.
And Sean has a lot of real
estate. But why would you have a file on an acquaintance, though?
Well, if somebody said, hey, take a look at this property, and he's like, oh, you're Sean Hannity, okay, I'll do that for you, which I think happens a lot with celebrities.
Yeah.
He probably, I mean, it's conceivable to say that you would keep a file for him.
Sean owns a lot of land in Florida, and I think he owns some land in New York. But, it's, okay, so what? Let's keep moving here. This bothers me. It annoys me, frankly. Let's, speaking of money, talk about some new banking rules that will be affecting all of us. Senate passing a banking bill that will shield large regional banks from the tough scrutiny that requires them to sit on extra cash to weather what may be the next financial storm. So if the House follows suit on this, banks that already have enough cash will be able to celebrate by paying fatter dividends and share buybacks. This is for a run on the banks. This goes back to the Depression when the banks ran out of money. And there have been back and forth plays on this since 1929. There was a huge, whether we know it or not, in 2008, there was a huge run on the banks. The news media did not really cover it particularly well because they didn't want to scare, at least for a change, they had some restraint. Because if they had reported how many people were just going into these banks to clean out their accounts when things got bad, there would have been more of a run and the situation would have gotten worse. It's interesting the size. I do business at a little bank that has, there aren't many of these left in the country, three offices, that's all they have. And they've been in business, I've had all my money in business accounts have been there since I was 8 years old. Same bank, and actually, a lady who's my friend who's in there is about my age, and she's been there as long. She had the job because her father or grandfather, I think, was on one of the original founders. She's a fabulous help, and is the type of person that you want to know. Don't you want to know who your banker is, Victoria? You go use that damn, take a picture and send
No,
me.
I
don't
want to talk
know.
To anybody. I don't want to see a person. No, uh-uh.
Really?
If I have to deal with a teller, it's a bad day in my world.
Really?
Yes.
So what happens when you want to see somebody to borrow money?
Well, I haven't. I don't know, I put
She's
on a credit
got a
card.
She goes to see a guy.
Really? Okay, Jennifer, how do you handle it?
To borrow money?
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
I've never borrowed
money. You got a
so
mortgage.
I don't really know.
Your mortgage is with one of those cash call places, right?
Yeah. It's now with Freddie Mac or whatever
Freddie
it
Mac,
is.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I called. I did that all over the phone. It was awful because it was like a 6 month period.
I remember what a wonderful experience it was.
It was awful. I went through like terrible. A legit bank and it was like, oh gosh, you know, trying to get it done. And it took months and months and months and months and months. And then finally, I just decided, you know, everybody does these cash call commercials.
Yeah, let's do that. That's what commercials.
Days,
let's listen to the radio and do what the radio suggests. Kara, you borrow any money?
3 days I had my loan.
You had to borrow your money to buy the car, right?
Yeah, I've gotten a loan to get a car, and yes, I was forced to go to the bank and sit down and talk to someone to do that.
Really?
Oh, really? You did?
Yeah.
I just let the dealership do it, which I know is probably bad, but...
Well, it depends.
Sometimes the deals are better at the
dealers. Well, I have a credit union, and so I wanted to go through them because
fabulous.
The rate was much, much better than
anything.
Oh,
we love credit unions.
I don't know anything about them, except I think I want to join
fabulous.
One.
Yeah,
they're
fabulous.
Really good.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. It's,
yeah, you might be able to... You have to typically be a member of something specific. My dad is a state employee, and so I'm part of the state employee credit union in Maryland. But I think, aren't there broadcasting ones? I think you
there
could
are.
Probably
There's
be
a SAG after credit
I'm
union.
I'm a member of First Entertainment Credit Union.
Yep. Yeah, I had, when I was a teacher in the Framingham system back in the 60s and 70s, I joined and I still am a member of the Municipal Credit Union here. But there are others, churches have them around here where I am, the St. Mary's Credit Union. There's Digital, which is a large employer. They went public with their credit union. And they're, but they're very, the smaller ones are usually the better ones. And you can have, but I remember, I think I actually joined the SAG one, no, AFTRA, but I never was a member of SAG, Jennifer, but for 24 years I was an AFTRA member. And I had, I think I used the AFTRA to buy a car once, if I'm not mistaken. The interest rates are great. Anyway, there's, the banking rigs are changing. That's the bottom line of that story. 16 after the hour, Krill Omega 50 Plus. Listen up. Have you gotten your free bottle yet? Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. A free bottle is yours. This is a combination of ultra-pure fish oil, omega-3s, and this krill oil that's around now, which has been discovered to be better than you can possibly imagine when it comes to helping your joints. I will tell you, I have a lot of knee stuff from the farm over the years and ankle stuff from the farm over the years and hip stuff, and I don't have it. I have a back problem, but it isn't going to be helped by this. It just is, I got to be careful about how I use my back. But rest of my body, when it comes to the joints, this krill stuff has really helped. I can feel it, and you'll feel it too in just 7 days. So that's why they want you to feel better on them. Free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus at 800-355-1493. Get on board. Take it. Make yourself healthier. Feel better. All, it's all good. No matter what, it's all good. Krill Omega 50 Plus delivers on many fronts. It'll be delivered to you when you call 800-355-1493.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV Experience with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. The theme from a show that was really big in the 80s and 90s, a show called Night Court, and the fellow who starred as the judge, Harry Stone, his real name was Harry Anderson, has died. Only 65. I haven't figured out, I saw this late yesterday, there's no foul play suspected, but nobody's talking about what happened to him. He was in Night Court, he was in Cheers, he had Dave's World in the 90s. He was a very good magician. That's how he got started.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally from, I think, Massachusetts or Connecticut or something. And he went to magic school, and then went to L.A., and he was all in all the magic clubs there, and he got discovered by some agent and went pretty quickly to the top of the heap. But if you ever saw that, there were some interesting characters. The guy, the tall guy, the skinhead bull.
That
was, and who was the black
lady?
That
was a great show.
She was, the black lady was funny as a son of a gun.
Yeah, she was the bailiff, and John Larroquette was in it.
Larroquette, that's right, too.
Yeah.
He was in it. Then he got started on that show. So anyway,
it was a great show, and I couldn't believe he was only 65. And has he been reclusive? Has he gone away, sort of? Because
he lived in North Carolina. He moved to North Carolina. He bought a place in he went after he'd done his time in L.A. He went to New Orleans, and he got wiped out by the hurricane, and so he just moved to North Carolina and just sort of retired.
Wow.
He was a very friendly guy, according to all accounts. Next up, music news at 25 past the hour. Kendrick Lamar has been awarded a Pulitzer Prize to go with all of his Grammys. His Damn album was announced as the recipient of this big award. This is a first for a rap artist, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for
getting
sure.
A Pulitzer? What, the Pulitzer?
For any kind of pop artist. It's usually just jazz or classical, so.
What's the Pulitzer in, though? What's the category?
Music.
Music.
Pulitzer Prize for music, yeah.
Best rap performance at the Grammys, best rap song. Didn't he do the music for the movie? For
Black Panther.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
which I think is on par to be maybe one of the best-selling soundtracks of all time, if it isn't already.
Yeah, the week that movie came out, I think it was number one. I don't know,
it
for at least a week. Or, yeah, it went straight to the top.
Straight to the top. Yep. All right, also musically, some sad news for Huey Lewis fans. The fact that he canceled all of his performances for this year because he's suffering from hearing loss. Doctors say it was caused by Meniere's disease, which is an inner ear disorder that happens to people sometimes. Ringing becomes horrible and you lose your balance. He's only 67, but he will not be unless there may be a way to fix this, but it won't be easy. And it's not something that's proven. I know somebody who had Meniere's disease, my sister's husband, as a matter of fact, and he never has recovered from it. So he can't hear he can't hear anything. Be a little crude, but he can't. He went to the Mayo Clinic, and they can't do anything, really. So he wrote in a letter, "Needless to say, I feel horrible about this. I wish to sincerely apologize to all the fans who've already bought tickets and were planning to come see us." He's thinking optimistically about the future because, there are operations. Or maybe you take a pint of Guinness. There's a story that suggests that Guinness beer, drink a pint a day, it'll stop you from going deaf. You see that?
Yeah.
The medical properties of Guinness, high iron content, among other things, that combats hearing loss. Guinness was given to patients in recovery to build their strength, and now apparently it replaces lost iron, which helps with hearing difficulties. I'll drink to that. I'll have my grape juice. You can drink the Guinness, Jennifer. 28 past the hour.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now on the DJ V Show with Dougherini and Jenniferini and Victorini and Carrieini. How's that for your eenies? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Albert Einstein was asked once, what is the purpose of life? John Lennon reference, what is life? There's an old song from the 60s, what is life? 5 foot of heaven and a ponytail. Einstein replied, we are here to serve others. What other purpose can there be? And I think I'm so happy to read that and think about what we all ought to strive for, because how many times have you ladies all heard me say, we are here to help. We are here to serve. We are here to make things better, excuse me, for people who are listening. We have a unique gift. We have our perspective on things, and that's what we bring to people. So we'll give you a couple of examples for you to chew on, as is the case in each half hour, three or four different things for you to think about. Let's do some travel news. If you remember the story from, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months ago about Allegiant Airlines, they are an airline that's headquartered in Las Vegas. They use older MD-80s, and they're like Spirit, only Spirit is worse. But if you believe what 60 Minutes put on the air, they call Allegiant dangerous. And now the folks at Allegiant are fighting back, calling 60 Minutes deceitful. There were a lot of things that were aired Sunday night, supposedly a seven-month investigation. 60 Minutes uncovered an unusually high number of emergencies, things like engines that didn't work, aborted takeoffs, that sort of thing. The report included, among other examples, a flight where a pilot evacuated passengers from a plane after learning there was smoke in the cabin. Well, that didn't happen just to Allegiant. That happened to American and Japan. All Nippon Airways, when they had the first flight of the 787, the cabin filled up with smoke because of the battery. So that's a bogus claim. It's not like they're the only ones who have ever had that problem. All airlines have. Allegiant thought the evacuation was unnecessary, fired the pilot. So there's the story. It's not that there was smoke in the cabin. It's that they fired the pilot. Now, Allegiant said the pilot was pushing the story to CBS. CBS stands by its reporting. Of course they do. They always say that. There is a lot of old information here, I think. Although, if I had a choice to fly Allegiant and American or any other major airline, would I fly Allegiant? No.
Right.
The same thing goes for Spirit. Stay the hell away from them because they are awful. And Allegiant is nothing to write home about.
I think Allegiant is better than Spirit, though, can't
we? Well, I don't know. They use older planes. Spirit's got new crap can Airbuses. But
you can't bring anything on. Like, they charge you if you bring a bottle of water on.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of Airbuses and traveling, Airbus has partnered with an aerospace design firm called Zodiac to develop a flying bunk bed.
I'm into this.
Anyway, on the surface, that sounds a little strange. What they want to do with the bunk beds is put them in the cargo hold. I always wanted to sleep in the cargo hold with the dogs.
I've heard about this.
Didn't you? Yeah.
No, thanks. But they're like napping pods. I'd be all about this. On a long flight, when you're in a middle seat, all you want to do is get away. Come on.
Well, you can go buy a first-class ticket. That's what they're all about. The lay-flat seats now. All of the international planes have lay-flat seats in them.
Would this help you if you're on a middle seat budget, though?
I
don't think they've announced pricing yet.
I don't see any pricing attached to this. Airbus is building 330s. That'll be delivered in 2020. Qatar, Turkish Airlines, a couple of them. Delta and American just canceled their orders for 330s, replaced them with the new Boeing 787. That was pretty interesting. That's an aside of something that I saw over the weekend. So anyway, if you look at the pictures on the Airbus website, it looks like a pod hotel, kind of. Two levels of bunks, like bunk beds. It's nice, bookshelves and stools, seating areas, that sort of thing. Not like being in first class because no windows. It's not clear whether you'll be able to upgrade to a bunk mid-flight or if you have to pre-reserve them. That's your answer, Jennifer. I'm in the middle seat. Do I get to buy a seat downstairs?
Can I be the Debbie Downer for 1 second here?
Please.
You know how we read these horrific stories where flight attendants will anonymously talk about, like, the gross stuff that happens on planes.
Right.
And no one cleans.
Just asking for it.
Right? No one cleans the seats. And I'm sure all of us have sat down on a seat that's just
And you don't think
crumbs.
There's going to be some hoochie-cooing going on down there where there's nobody around?
Come on.
Beyond,
High
Club?
Of course. Yeah. It's the new Mile High Club.
Of course
but
it is.
Do we trust that the seats
that's the
are going to be changed
stuff.
And
Wait a minute.
Cleaned?
That's the subtle side of this. That's really what I think this is aimed at.
But even if no one is joining the Mile High Club, I'm still wondering, though, you know, I don't even use the pillows and blankets because I don't trust that those are even clean.
Yeah, if they're wrapped up in plastic, they've been cleaned.
I don't know. Would you trust bed sheets
in plastic?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's another travel story that you'll get a kick out of. This is the story of a 9-year-old boy who got his wish to fly business class. All he had to do was ask. My name is Jasper Francis. I'm 9 years old, and I live an hour outside of Melbourne, a young Australian wrote to an airline over there called Jetstar. And he writes, quote, I was wondering whether kids are allowed to fly business class by themselves. I'm saving my pocket money to get an upgrade on our flight on your Boeing 787, he wrote, adding that he had saved $585 before asking how much he'd need. The letter was sent in an envelope that he decorated with a Jetstar plane taking off into the clouds, so it was pretty heartwarming. The airline employees looked at it. They put together a bunch of $50 gift vouchers, and they sent them to Jasper. Thanks to their generosity, Jasper and his father flying business class when they take a trip to Bangkok this summer. I thought that was
I love
nice
that. The
thing.
Airline didn't even do it. It was the employees.
The employees did it.
They gave up their Christmas bonus gift cards. I thought that was so nice.
Very nice. Yep, very cool. Yep. The airlines are too stingy most of the time. Unless you leave the other day.
Good PR and
I complained on, when did I come back last week? Was it Thursday? What day did I come
back? Wait, you complained about something?
Well, we waited 3.5 hours.
Don't sound so shocked.
3.5 hours. And so I got on my iPad and I sent a note when we were 2.5, especially when I actually figured out what was going on. They were short a plane and there was a plane that was in the hangar. There was a delay. The plane that we were supposed to get on got delayed for weather in Dallas. So instead of waiting for the plane, which was maybe or maybe not going to make it, they said, well, there's a plane out in the hangar. We'll get that and bring it over. That's what they told us. The plane was supposed to take off at 3:30, and we were told it was 3:15. The plane will be right there. Okay, 4:15. Plane will be right here. 4:05. Plane will be right over. 6:15. The plane will be here any minute. 7:15.
We need it this time.
We get on the plane. And we get back here at 4 o'clock in the morning because that's 4:15. It's 10 o'clock by the time we get out of there, East Coast time. And they just kept lying. And I don't like that word, don't use it much, but they just kept lying. So I let them have it. And I not only once, when not only I sent them the note as we were getting on the plane, and then when we got on the plane, the pilot says, oops, nobody cleaned the lavatory, so we have to wait for them to come over and clean the labs.
Ugh.
And that was another 30 minutes. So I'm thinking to myself, this is the largest airline in the world. They have almost 1,000 planes. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flights every day. They have 140,000 employees. They can't remember to clean the toilet. What the hell else did you forget? Was my question to them, for which I got 17,000 air miles for my...
Oh, well, good. Wow.
Yeah, I put 17,000 miles in my account. But
Was that enough to cover your whole flight? Like, would that be equivalent?
15,000 give me an upgrade. Won't
okay.
Say. Yeah. Anyway, so there's life down on the farm. But the point is, don't take their crap. Basically, there's no reason to get flailed around by these outfits. None whatsoever. Do not do it. Coming up, the best of Doug after I sell you a MyPillow or two or three or four. So enhance your chances of getting a good night's rest. Get the MyPillows 50% off right now, along with everything else in the catalog at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hard-working tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
The weakening of our bones over time is gender blind and poses a significant threat to men as well as women. I'm Dr. Borenstein and this is Dr. V on Call. Osteoporosis is often thought of as a female disease, but don't be fooled. It affects millions of men as well. And as for women, it's a silent disease, progressing without symptoms until a fracture occurs. However, when men get hip fractures, mortality is actually greater than for women. Stigma plays a role in poor diagnosis. Early detection for men is complicated by the fact that the fairer sex are routinely screened for osteoporosis after a fracture with a bone density scan or DEXA. That's not so for the fellas. So, gentlemen, what do you need to do? Get informed. Take a proactive stance and ask your doctor whether you are at risk. Bone up on proper nutrition and exercise to slow bone loss. And check your pride at the door. Brittle and broken bones are not a sign of manhood.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a little inside radio here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And apparently, behind my back, without my knowledge, this could be a hanging offense. Victoria and Kara, mostly Kara, though. I think we're hanging
around. No, this
her
is
up,
all Kara. Right? This is a Kara creation.
Yeah. It's a Kara creation.
DJ Kara in the house.
Yeah. Apparently, there have been moments when Kara has recorded me without my knowledge.
Oh, no, we just have recordings of the whole hour without any music in the background. I didn't go above and beyond to record you.
So this you is all stuff that's on the show,
which is
disturbing. Yeah. That so means everyone else suffered along, too.
So yeah. Wait a minute, hold on a
and
second.
And now you're going to make us suffer again.
So, I was singing with some of the songs that we were playing. You've taken those away, and you just have my voice. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Nobody else on the show sings, so it's just you.
Really?
All you, buddy.
Would you like to hear it, Doug?
I would like to hear how badly.
Everyone else, close your ears.
Yeah, this is pretty brutal.
I'm sure you can just sing it for us.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke. Where the air is sweet, can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Let me hold your hand.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I know, okay. And buy me love. No, 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 no. She loves you, yeah. And you know it can't be bad.
Sounds like a bad idea. What do you know? It's bad. No, it's bad.
Anything
does that
else
help you now? Like, you realize what we hear?
No, you hear me singing with the song. It's unfair to have me there without the song that keeps me on pitch.
You know what Celine Dion says? Beyonce says that all the time.
Okay. 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV, the best of Doug.
well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour on the DJV show, normally we'd have Dr. Jack Stockwell here with us, but because he somehow or other got exposed to some kind of a bug, he cannot he can't speak. I was on the phone with him. He couldn't. I didn't even understand. He couldn't get a word out of his mouth.
Wow.
All right, but he picked up, so we're giving him the day off, the week off. Meanwhile, some medical news of interest. We were just talking about this problem. If you have even one night that's bad, it could, according to this latest study, it could bring you at risk for Alzheimer's disease. Toxic protein blame for Alzheimer's is something that happens. The level is boosted if you have a bad night's sleep. Experts warning that you need to get plenty of shut-eye. That's the best way to cut your chances of developing Alzheimer's. Any of the previous research that was done hinted at a link between poor sleep and loss of brain power. Now, this trial study reveals one night with no significant rest will raise the amount of dangerous protein. It's called beta-amyloid. I sometimes fly all night. You know, the other night I didn't get, when I came in here, I got 2 hours of sleep. That was it. But I take naps. I wonder if that helps.
No, they say it doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, it needs to be continuous sleep. Solid, good night's sleep. Yeah.
7.3 hours is what you need to avoid.
I would love that, but I don't get that.
Yeah, no, who gets that? All right, so I might get it one night on a weekend. So here's another thing focused on whether you stay up late. This is also a sleep-related study. If the early bird catches the worm, what is the night owl more likely to catch? According to this study, it's diabetes, psychological problems, and an increased risk of dying. So yet another, you can get Alzheimer's, or if you stay up late and get up early, you also have other problems. Again, diabetes, psychological problems. The study was published in the Journal of Chronobiology, which tracked 500,000 adults over 6.5 years. The researchers found those people who identified as definite evening types at the beginning of the study had a 10% increased risk of all kinds of mortality compared with definite morning types. Well, that's us. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life.
Yeah.
So maybe this will save me going to bed
at 9, 10 o'clock. People who work the night shift, they always have so many more health problems. I started out doing overnight radio, which most people in radio start out that way. Luckily, it didn't last very long because I was miserable.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I ended up feeling
like I slept all day.
I worked a summer at WJIB in Boston, I think in the late 60s. Oh, my God. It was awful. Awful, awful, awful. All right. So, anyway, the association was strongest for psychological disorders. Those who identified as definite evening types were twice as likely to report having psychological problems as those who were morning types. So a couple of items of interest and import when it comes to getting a good night's rest. More coming up after this. Doug Steffen here, focusing on how you, in a very healthy way, can come up with a tool for weight loss that also gives you energy and support for your joints. Calitren. It seems to me this makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about what it is. What is this? What's the active ingredient in Calitren?
The active ingredient is a specially formulated collagen protein that helps your body heal and rebuild. So, I mean, you're going to see the inch loss first. That's what's going to happen because it's revving up your metabolism. A lot of people also say within the first few days of taking Calitren that it helps with their joint pain. It's actually great for sleep. And then, of course, when you're getting that better sleep, and your metabolism is boosted, you see more energy throughout the day, too.
Calitren, 833-867-5677, or go online to toploss.com, toploss.com, 10% off when you use the code DJV. All right, so Jack's got a sore throat. This is Dr. Doug practicing with a license here. Here's what to do. If you have a sore throat, this is for Jack and everybody else. You ready?
I'm ready.
Mix a quarter cup of vinegar with a quarter cup of honey and take a tablespoon of this 6 times a day. I just drink apple cider vinegar and honey, but I don't put it. This is a much stronger dose. The vinegar kills the bacteria. Here's something else that you can do with apple cider vinegar. Cure urinary tract infections. Do you know
really?
That?
Really? That's interesting. I've never heard that. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do? Just drink it?
I don't think so.
What else are you supposed to do?
I think you use a turkey baster if you're a woman.
What? Oh, no. That's wrong advice.
No, I don't think so.
That's not.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No. Definitely wrong.
Doesn't
Dr. Doug, revoking the fake medical license. Totally wrong.
Really? Well, I got one of them right anyway. 59.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.